Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to Foot Traffic. I love this question so much. I was recently asked this on a Foot Traffic Formula call. If I had to start my business all over again, what would I do? And the reason I could quickly answer it was because I really feel like I went through this conversation with myself when COVID hit. It was such a scary time, especially, you know, if you're a brick and mortar, like we just got hit so much harder than the online businesses. I mean, physically closing our doors where we do business is just like nothing I ever imagined. And because I own the commercial properties, I kept thinking, I knew right away, like this is not 2 weeks. Like I knew this was going to be crazy. And I thought, how are we going to pay for this? What happens with my mortgages? I personally guaranteed them. Like in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to lose everything. I'm actually at a disadvantage because I own the buildings that I personally guaranteed. So in my head, I was picturing like losing the house, losing our cars, losing all of our assets, like packing up, moving in with my mom and dad. And I actually asked my mom that week. I said, if it gets really bad, I hope you would let me move back in with you. Because actually, when we were building our home right now that we live in, we lived with my mom and dad for a year. That was only like 6 years ago. So I was in my 30s, which is embarrassing. But hey, temporary sacrifice, right, to build our dream home. We were okay with that. Kent used to be a Milwaukee police officer, and we were like one of three cities in the entire United States that still required you to live in the city. So we lived in the city of Milwaukee, and it was obviously not what I had pictured growing up where I had pictured living in like the white picket fence. Like that was far from it. We lived on like a 10th of an acre. Like it was teeny tiny. We had no backyard. And the second they released the restriction to live in Milwaukee, I'm not even kidding when I say that there was a sign on my front lawn within 24 hours. Like I knew it was coming. So I was already talking to the realtor. So we sold our house within 48 hours. We had no idea it was going to sell that fast. And we didn't have anywhere to live. And we wanted to build because we just had built this house and we loved it. So I'm like, what do we do? So we moved in with my parents. But anyway, my point is that was a total tangent. So anyway, I asked my mom, can I move in with you? And she laughed and I said, I'm being serious. Like this really could get bad. And I don't know how long they're going to let me default on $2 million mortgages. And yeah, like that's where I went. And I was like, okay. So I'm picturing me in my old bedroom, in my mom and dad's house. And I'm thinking, what am I doing next? Right. Kent had already retired. Like that was long gone. Right. So it's me figuring out like, what are we going to do? So and I'm thinking like everything's taken away, right? So like my businesses are just done. So I'm thinking, how am I going to start this over? What am I going to do? Am I getting a job? Like, no, that never even crossed my mind to think I would get a job. It was, I'm going to rebuild this from scratch and I'm going to do it as fast as I possibly can. And here are the things that kind of popped up in my head. I'm like, well, okay. Step number one is what do people need right now? Right? Even though it was COVID, this still works in starting over. What do people need right now? And what can I bring to the table? Now, when I started Foot Traffic, I was so insecure. And I was just looking at what everybody else was doing and I was trying to look like them. Biggest mistake ever. You're trying to look like people that have been doing this way longer than you. You will never stand out. In fact, you're putting yourself at the bottom of the barrel, right? So I would figure out, well, what is going on in the marketplace right now? And where could I stand out? And where do I have expertise? Like, what would I do to start to make money as fast as humanly possible? Okay. I would be super niche. I would not try to go broad. And realistically, if I'm just kind of sharing my story, I would have honestly gone back to private coaching and I would have been like the best like steal of a deal private coach you could have ever found at that price point, where it's like people at my level aren't private coaching, because we honestly, and I don't want this to sound like bad, but I want you to understand where it's going. once you get to my level, there's a part where it would be so insane to charge private coaching pricing that most people would say, I would never pay that, right? So my thought was, I'm going to do private coaching because I'm going to give a good no-brainer price and it's just going to pay my bills, right? It's going to get me starting back up. But that's where I would have gone. I would have gone to the one-to-one route and then I would scale back up to one-to-many. So that's my first like, okay, I'm going to be super niche. I'm going to have a no-brainer offer, right? So I'm going to create my product first. I'm not going on Instagram. I'm not going on Facebook, going to do a content strategy for 3 months before I sell you. I'm coming out with, hey, everyone, I'm going to be doing X, right? I'm going to be doing this. And I would start to reverse engineer my content to sell that whatever thing I just invented every single day, right? Every day I will give value. And then I would say, and by the way, if you want to work with me, here's where you go. Always a call to action. Okay. So find the gap, be super niche. How can you be different, right? Like what makes you different? Why you figure out what the no-brainer offer is, but the no-brainer price tag, which does not mean cheap. It just means like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they're only charging this and selling me that. Then reverse engineer a million different pieces of content that will sell nicely with a call to action to the thing that you're doing. To me, I mean, it was a dark, like deep, like, oh my goodness, this is going to be awful. I just thought to myself, man, you know, I can do this. I can build this back up in a year. Like in my mind, I was thinking I could live with my mom and dad for a year. I've already done it once. And I can do it again. And this time I'm smarter. I'm stronger. I know so much more than I used to, right? And I could do it again very, very quickly. And I really hope this helps you no matter what stage you're in, because I think sometimes like you might be in business for 10 years, 15 years, right? Sometimes we forget the basics. We're like, how did I get so far away from finding the gap? How did I turn into all of my competitors? Like, what am I doing, right? That happens time and time again. So I know whether you're an experienced entrepreneur or you started today, you're going to be able to look and find value here in this like little snippet that I just talked about, okay? So if I had to start over, that's what I would do. And here's the thing, we're starting over every day. Every day we are starting over. It's a new day, right? What are we posting on social? What ads are we running? Are the old ads even working, right? Yes. Yesterday could have been a great day. Today could not be, right? You're constantly starting over. So I want you to ask yourself these questions. Do we have a gap in the marketplace, or are we sitting in a sea of blockbusters and we're just another blockbuster, or are we that Netflix, right? Are we different? And then do people even know what I sell? And is it a no-brainer? Like I can't believe the amount of people that will say to me, I don't get it. Like we have this product. It's not selling. We just need more visibility. And I look at the product and I think it's just not that great. One of the things that we're teaching in Power Players coming up really soon is product mastery. Product mastery. So many people put out a mediocre product and then they think, huh, I must need more traffic because people aren't buying it. It's like, no, it's just not a great offer, or you have bad messaging around it. If 10 people are seeing it and no one's interested, right? It's not just always a volume game. I can be in a room of 4 people and say something and somebody buys from me, right? So I don't want you thinking, I just need more people, okay? 0 sales times however many more people walk in there, or should I say like $0, the number 0 times however many you want to multiply, a bad offer times any number, 0. 0 times anything is always 0. Don't forget that, okay? All right, so if you had to start over, or if you want a mental refresh today, right now, of like, am I on the right track? Do I need to enhance or tweak some things? I want you to think about this, all right? I want you to tag me on Instagram, at Stacey Tuschel. Tell me what you took away from this. What was a good reminder? What was something you know you need to focus on? What's something you know you need to tweak? Shoot me a DM. Come say hi. I'm over at Instagram on at Stacey Tuschel. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp, where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic, and you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up, and let's get you more visible.